Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. For more than four decades, nearly all economic activity was halted on what was formerly known as the Bennett Freeze area of the Navajo Nation. As Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports, a bill introduced recently in the U.S. House of Representatives aims to assist residents of one of the most economically depressed areas of the reservation.
In 1966, then Indian Affairs Commissioner Robert Bennett suspended nearly all development in much of the western portion of the vast Navajo Nation in northern Arizona. It was meant to resolve a land dispute between the Hopi and Navajo Nations, but prevented thousands of residents from even making basic improvements and repairs to their homes. Many there still live without electricity and running water. Almost a decade later, Congress approved the Navajo-Hopi Settlement Act, forcing more than 16,000 people to relocate from their land. The freeze was repealed in 2009 by President Barack Obama, but widespread poverty persists in the area larger than the state of Delaware. The House bill introduced by Arizona Democrat Tom O'Halloran would begin a housing construction and renovation program along with infrastructure improvements and other economic development for the area. It would also allow some families to receive relocation benefits, among other initiatives. Navajo President Jonathan Nez applauded the bill, calling it, quote, a matter of fundamental justice for the Navajo Nation. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Federal officials approved renaming a peak in Colorado after a Cheyenne woman leader who helped maintain good relations between white settlers and Native Americans. Colorado Politics reports the peak in Clear Creek County is now Mestahe Mountain. It was the culmination of a four-year effort to remove the name and comes after Interior Secretary Deb Haaland from Laguna Pueblo ordered the word squaw removed from all federal lands. Mestahe, also known as Owl Woman, was married to William Bent and also helped negotiate trade among groups at Bent's Fort. It's the first name change recommended by Colorado's Geographic Naming Advisory Board. Governor Jared Polis originally said he would reject the recommendation because it was too hard to pronounce, and thus people would continue using the old name for the mountain. That drew backlash from Native American groups. Polis changed his mind and forwarded the recommendation to the U.S. Geological Survey's Board on Geographic Names. In New Mexico, state lawmakers replaced a redistricting map that a tribal coalition spent months working on to find consensus. Source New Mexico reports a Senate committee voted instead to approve an amended plan redrawing New Mexico's Senate's voting districts that was introduced just before the meeting. Senate President Pro Tem Mimi Stewart, a Democrat representing Albuquerque, introduced an amended map that would alter the layout of districts in northwestern New Mexico, where the Navajo Nation and other tribal nations are located. Members of the tribal coalition and elected tribal leaders showed up Sunday to speak against the amended map. They said the changes disrespected tribal autonomy and their hard work. Isaac Dakota Casado is chair of the state's Native American Democratic Caucus.
The 11th hour pass that we see today without consultation of our Native American tribes is not only a travesty, but it's a direct violation of much of the work that has been done, not for just today in the last couple of months, but for decades.
Tribal coalition members spent 8 months meeting among the state's 23 pueblos and tribes to achieve what they called a historic agreement on the maps. They sought to preserve Native American majorities of at least 65% in the legislative districts where they are already the majority, while honoring tribal boundaries and distinct communities within each district. The senators noted the map must still be approved by the full Senate, and more debate and changes could still take place. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
COVID-19 vaccines are approved for kids aged 5 to 11. Vaccines provide kids strong protection against COVID-19 and help keep communities safe. You can schedule their vaccine appointment today. Support by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association. You can stand with NICWA to protect Native children and keep them connected to their family, community, and culture. Information on NICWA and how you can help at NICWA.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.